Okay, so this past weekend, I was with a group of kid. Well, it was just we were a group of three, and no, I think we're talking to 16, 17-year-olds, and no, I mean they're local skaters, and it's a very interesting thing about local skaters. Like they get on the skateboard, they ride to the skate park, they skate there for a long time. And then later on, they get up, they get old, they go to college, they keep skating wherever they go, and they're very much in touch with underground culture. They know who the good DJs are, they know who the local pop artists are, they know who the local graffiti artists are, and one of these kids is a graffiti artist. Like he does graffiti at the local skate park and the other. Oh dear, legal graffiti areas. Legal graffiti. Only in Taiwan is there such a thing as legal graffiti. If it's legal, it's not graffiti. It's graffiti is illegal by definition. And so I've, well, no, see, I went out and I did the Gaga thing. I did government approved graffiti area, Gaga. And I've made shirts with this, and I've made shirts with this. I put it on t-shirts, and what I do is I go up to the legal graffiti areas, and weeks or months after people are done, I'll come out and I'll whitewash a large section of it, and I'll just spray paint with my stencil art, government approved graffiti area, Gaga, and it kind of. Some of the graffiti artists love it because I'm giving them a new base to work on. Others don't like it because it's kind of annoying, but it's like you put graffiti on a legal graffiti area. That's not really graffiti. If you don't want it to get messed up, then you got to go be illegal, and then I won't touch it because I'm not doing anything illegal. So I found a way to graffiti on graffiti. There you go. Thank you, government. I wouldn't have. Who says government's useless? I found a new form of artwork. I found a new level of graffiti. That's right. I'm going to go declare this is legal graffiti. So is it really cool? No, there was a book that there's it's like a local it in Taiwan it's the local Bible of graffiti. Someone's got this book of graffiti art on the side of a train. Like there's only a 30-minute window. When the train is here and the police are not there, and they time it just right, and this guy goes in and sprays paint literally over two train cars. I think he only got one and a half done, and then gets out, takes a picture of it and gets out before anyone sees him. So there are people that are out there putting graffiti on all these different spots, and it's like, oh yeah, that one guy's house that everybody knows, like they got it like right next to that guy's house or that one shop that everybody goes to. Oh yeah, someone actually put it up on that shop. And so the shop is like, I mean, it's like you've been Banksy'd, you know. It's like but it's kind of a good thing. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing with the graffiti culture in Taiwan. Well, I grab one of these kids. And he's an up-and-coming graffiti artist, and we shot a video together. I call one of the other kids. I've done some videos with him in Taiwan, and he was kind of an accessory, and so he would skate right through the middle of the video, and I would conveniently yell at him, and it would spice things up a little bit. And of course, I'm doing my Groucho Marx routine where nothing works. Everything I do is bad. Everything I do is wrong. And the kid tries to teach me to do stuff, and I'm utterly incompetent. Well, we were at the park, and one of the problems that we have in Taiwan at skate parks is idiot parents coming in with their rugrats. And look, I love kids, but rugrats are a special way of handling kids that shouldn't be at the skate park. So you get these parents who come in and they walk the dog and wander right through the middle of the park, getting in people's way. And they don't watch their kids to make sure that their kids stay out of the way. And it's this massive zoo of danger and incompetence. So I've got my camera set up on a tripod, in the middle of the day, there's nobody there. It's low traffic. And there are these parents that are there taking video of their four-year-old on a BMX bike, getting ready to ride down a skate ramp twice as tall as the kid is without a helmet. And then you've got the daughter with rollerblades, and who knows what she's going to mess up on her body. I mean, we're talking hospital here. And so I just looked at the parents and asked them in Chinese, you have 20,000, that's $600. I said, y'all, you got $20,000? They said, what? I said, you're about to send your two kids to the hospital, and they're about to go down this ramp, fall over, knock over my camera, and then you've got to give me a whole bunch of money. Do you have $20,000? And they just looked at me and said, oh, well, sorry, and then left the park, got in the car and drove home. So the guys that I'm making this video with are going, that is so typical Taiwanese parents. Come in here, be incompetent, and then someone actually talks to them about it, and then they just run away. They don't do better. They don't go to one of the many other ramps at the skate park. They don't go somewhere else beneficial and useful. They just tuck tail and run home because someone didn't love them while they were doing gross things that were grossly incompetent. Okay, so, well, I mean, that's part of the culture here. There's this general frustration with parents that they let their kids run wild at the park. They don't get them any training. Kids fall down on a cheap, wrongly made skateboard because they're skating for the first time on a ramp without a helmet on a cardboard skateboard. My goodness. And then the kid hurts himself. And then the parents say, oh, skating is bad and dangerous. I'll never let my children skate. And they grow up as sissies. And this culture is all over Taiwan. And it's very frustrating for the skateboarding community. Because then you try to start a skateboarding school, you've got these parents that want to raise sissies. So it's like it's hard to get people's money when they don't want you to do the very thing that's going to actually make everybody awesome. So there's massive incompetence all over Taiwan. And the people that are actually involved in the industry understand it. The skate kids, the people that go to the skate park, they're streetwise. And they know what's actually happening in business. They know what's happening even in politics. It's an incredibly well-wired, well-connected network. And so, as I talked about earlier this week, there's something about art. There's something about art that we need. And I'm also coming to this conclusion that there's something about exercise in sports that we really need. I mean, how much of the world would be better off if more of us exercise and more of us were involved in art? How you ever thought about that? Well, I mean, it, and I don't just mean wasting time. I mean, gaining some type of a skill. I was just talking with Zach about flying lessons. Love you, Zach. And so, well, no, I mean, you know, flying an airplane, that's a way to improve yourself. That's a new skill. You know, why not learn how to fly an airplane? Well, I suppose airplanes, they take a lot of money. It's sort of a doctor sport. Well, I don't know, George. I'm not going to assume what people are. Well, people could be making a lot of money in 2021. Haven't you been? Well, just because 2020 was so hard doesn't mean it's going to continue. No, well, it could stop, but George, we learned so much in 2020. We can't not make 2021 great if we're paying attention to the stuff in front of us. Well, why not tell the people to start something new? Well, I don't know about you, but they say there's a recession going on, and I refuse to participate. All right. Okay. Look, I've got to go have a conversation with the podcast observer. So I'll see you next week.